Everybody, I want to welcome you to the Bids and Purchases Committee on the stated day, Monday, August 5th, 2019 at 8:30 a.m. Just like to welcome each and every one of you for being here. We've got a packed house, as you can see. Well, thank you for coming. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the July 1st, 2019 meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the July 1st, 2019 meeting. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote by the usual sign. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. And the ayes have it. Second item on the agenda is a public comment period. Everyone here has to speak for 2 minutes. Okay. All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number three, the award of lease purchase financing for vehicles and equipment. Mr. DeMora.
Ms. Kotov.
Ms. Kotov.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Give it to us straight right here.
Okay, I will. Yes, sir. The fiscal year 2020 budget included lease purchase financing for 5 large vehicle replacement and 1 new small refuse truck. The lease purchase is in the amount of $1,026,655, and due to prior leases ending, maintains a level general fund support of the debt service fund. 10 offers were received from the solicitation. The most responsive in meeting the town's needs in a cost-effective manner is TD Equipment Finance with an interest rate of 2.07%. Staff recommends that the lease purchase financing be awarded to TD Equipment Finance Incorporated for the 5-year term and that the committee forward the recommendation to Town Council for approval by resolution.
All right. I had one question. There were the two options, and I can clearly see one is at a higher interest rate, but what was the real difference on TD's two options, A and B?
The second option had a different yield.
Why would they charge
prepaid any time with par with a 30-day notice on the one that option A that we like, and the prepaid any time with yield maintenance fee applied on the second one. So there was also a maintenance fee as well. So when factored in, it was slightly higher overall.
And we're going to use A?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you know, I just want to ask briefly because I understand we're going to have a big ticket item on the Finance Committee's agenda coming up that we were not aware about. The funding, we have the funding in place for these because we're getting ready to spend a lot of money. We have this already in our budget.
Yes, sir. So we had from prior years an amount that was paying lease purchase. That ended. That amount will roll over to this. So it's level for the general fund, and it's been in place and will be in place.
Okay, thank you. I'm good, Mr. Chair. I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for the lease purchase financing to be awarded to TD Equipment Finance Incorporated for the 5-year term. As this action is a debt obligation of the town, the committee must forward the recommendation to town council, who must name the leaser or lessor by resolution.
I will second that.
We have a motion and a second. As stated, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, call for the vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 4 is the award of contract for 2 automated side load refuse trucks. Ms. Goodoff, is this you again?
Yes, sir. The town solicited bids for 2 fully automated side load refuse trucks. 2 bids were received from Hughes Motor Incorporated, with each bid with a different body style but the same chassis. The lower bid from Hughes Motor Incorporated had 26 exceptions to our specifications, with the most critical exception that a service dealer was not within or identified within 150 miles. It is staff's recommended that the town contract with the next lowest bid that meets the criteria 100%, Hughes Motor Incorporated's bid in the amount of $608,254.
I mean, the general public might see that as somewhat confusing with the same names. So we're Hughes Motors Incorporated will not service the same vehicles for both items. Is that correct?
What they do is they provide the chassis to our specifications, and then they sub-bid out for the body, and they did it in two different specs. And one spec didn't meet it, and the other did. So we prefer to go, even though it's slightly higher, with the one that meets our specifications 100%.
I would imagine over time that any kind of service-related issues would probably cost more than the difference between the two.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to recommend that the staff contract with Hughes Motors, Inc. in the amount of $608,254 and for two of the 2020 Mack LR64R cab and chassis with a New Way Sidewinder XTR refuse compactor body.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number five is the award of contract for one residential refuse packer.
Yes, sir. The town solicited bids for an 8-yard refuse truck for garbage pickup in areas with space constraints, such as alleyways. While 11 firms downloaded our solicitation, only one firm responded, Hughes Motors Incorporated. It is therefore staff's recommendation that we contract with Hughes Motor Incorporated in the amount of $107,387.94 for one residential refuse packer truck.
Boy, Hughes Motors is doing well today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for Hughes Motors in the amount of $107,387.94 for one residential refuse packer truck.
I'll second it.
Okay, a motion and a second as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number six is the award of contract for athletic uniforms for the town's recreation department. Ms. Kodoff?
Yes, sir. The town solicited for athletic uniforms for participants in the recreation department's athletic programs. Even though the cost of the uniforms is included in the participant's registration fee, the town procures the uniforms and spends over $100,000 per year. Three firms responded, and upon staff review, some of the products did not meet the town's specifications, quality, time delivery concerns, and/or color availability. The lowest, most responsive, and responsible bidder is The Hoove, LLC. Staff recommends contracting with The Hoove, LLC for an estimated cost of $149,728.50 for athletic uniforms for the Recreation Department.
Are they part of the local vendor program?
They are not. They're out of Hanahan. They are our current vendor. The other two vendors, and part of that we allude to with delivery concerns, one's in Seattle and one's in Texas. So while not in the partnership, they are certainly in the region.
And the county.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to make a motion to recommend to staff that we contract with The Hoove, LLC, for an estimated cost of $149,728.50 for athletic uniforms for the Recreation Department.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number seven is the award of contract to remove and replace the Queen Street tennis courts. Ms. Kodoff?
Yes, sir. The town solicited bids to remove and replace the three tennis courts at Queen Street. This project was originally funded with a 50-50 grant match from the Land Water Conservation Fund. The anticipated project budget was $390,500, with LWCF contributing half, or $195,250. The lowest responsive and responsible bid without the addition of alternative one is $650,808. The town submitted this bid back to LWCF and requested an increase in the grant match from $195,250 to $325,404. The town received an email approving the increase. However, the actual grant documents have not yet been received. The bid submission amount from the vendor is good until August 17th. With committee approval to award the contract, we'll wait till the official notification is received, as LWCF has indicated we should have it prior to the expiration of the bid. It is therefore staff's recommendation that we contract with IPW Construction Group, LLC, in the amount of $650,808 to remove and replace the Queen Street tennis courts.
Do we have a breakdown on the cost for the rebuilding, the tearing down and rebuilding of tennis courts?
Sure.
Can I get a copy of that, please? The second thing is that when we originally submitted it, we were looking at $300,000 plus, and then we had to ask for an increase. Was that due to a low engineering estimate that we had, or where did the initial funds come from?
So originally when they were going to do this, they spoke with a contractor that actually does tennis courts who came out and said that amount. However, since that time we had to go through BZA with the impervious surface and all of that, and so what they anticipated is a couple years old, and we think that factored into the increased cost.
It's like 3 years.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll make a motion we approve IPW Construction Group, LLC, in the amount of $650,808 to remove and replace the Queen Street tennis courts.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. As stated, any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 8 is a local vendor quarterly report. Ms. Kodoff?
Yes, sir. This is an update on the local vendor report through June 30, 2019. Local vendors, defined as those the town with a town address and business license, comprise just over $10 million or 18% of all vendor payments for fiscal year 2019. Local vendors in the town local vendor partnership program total 39 vendors. And that's our update.
I would like to see that increase.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seek some sort of increase in this. Mr. Santos?
Yeah, you know, I just wondered, we did this back in 1997. Be interesting to see how much money throughout that time. I don't know if we have that information, but be nice to be able to see that and let the business community know what kind of money we've spent with them, you know, through the town over the years since it was first brought up. What was that, 21 years ago or so, right?
That might be difficult, but we've been tracking it for, do you recall how many years now?
A couple years, and we may be able to go back. The system we currently have goes back to 2009. So we'll see what we can go back and pull since we already have established how we calculate it.
Yeah, I remember Mac used to give us something. I don't know how he did it back in those days, probably by typewriter. But I remember he used to give it to us each month on what they're spending. But anyhow, if you can, I just think it'd be great to be able to let our business community know how much the town has given back throughout the years.
Yes.
Good.
Ms. Lanning?
Yes. I have a comment in regard to, is it possible, because local vendors, we specifically are referring to Mount Pleasant, correct?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I wonder if we could add a line for Charleston County.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that I really believe our council's focus has been very much on trying to attract businesses and jobs to Mount Pleasant, rather than what some people would call the prior push for just almost anything, including an awful lot of residential. And I think that's important because, as an example, there are businesses that we contract with regularly, including today, that are located in places like North Charleston. But, you know, folks live more on this side of the bridge, and who knows, maybe we could, if we show, okay, Charleston County, but we would love to be able to have some of you consider moving here or at least opening a location here. And that way it might help us create more of an incentive in terms of publicity and so forth for people to bring their businesses and jobs to Mount Pleasant.
Mr. Sample?
Yeah. Kathy, this came about because a local vendor talked to me in 1997 that we were doing that, spending money in the county and not with local businesses, Mount Pleasant businesses that were spending taxes in Mount Pleasant. It was a lawnmower shop. Wando Power was the name of it. And that was the impetus for starting this whole thing, was to for the town to be able to spend their money in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And it, that's my only concern. I don't want to spend, the county, it's fine, North Charleston. I want people in the town who are paying our taxes to know what we're spending with them. And that's why I wrote the ordinance that so many years ago, was to protect Mount Pleasant businesses and to spend our money here, because we get it back at the end of the day through taxes and everything else.
That's exactly, man.
Absolutely.
That's actually exactly, we're saying the same thing. That's exactly why I'd like us to show, because what we would like to do is encourage Charleston County businesses that for whatever reason don't domicile here,
mm-hmm.
why we would love to have them on our side of the bridge too. I mean, not necessarily to even close what they have now, but open another location over here. What it does is it brings jobs to this side. It allows us to treat them as a local vendor. And it also, for whatever publicity we can give that, and then it also brings jobs to this side of the bridge. Brings jobs to this side of the bridge.